Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies. Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome
to Los Angeles. First of all, thanks for listening week after week. We really appreciate it. If you are just tuning in, welcome.
Welcome, guys.
Our little new Glamgelino. We're happy to have you. Be sure to follow us on our Instagram account, Gloss_Angeles. We have a lot of fun memes happening there. We're going to be doing a lot of cool social stuff, so we highly encourage you to follow us on the gram. We have a Facebook group as well, which I am loving the discourse happening in this group.
They're such informed Facebook fans.
Exactly. And also, why are they even listening to our podcast?
Seriously.
At this point? They just know everything. Like, I try to chime in here and there, but they already know everything.
I just give a little thumbs up.
Yeah, I'm like, you killed it. Good job. So our Facebook group, all you have to do is search Los Angeles. It'll take you to our page, which you can like, and then you can join the group. And we have you answer a few questions in order to get in. So
That's
like a little fun moment. And we just launched our Twitter account. It is Los Angeles Pod. Find us on Twitter because I feel like if you guys aren't that engaged on Twitter, it's a really great place to figure out what's going on in the beauty world, what brands are doing, what influencers and celebrities are saying. I find a lot of my news just from Twitter alone because I feel like it's a great aggregation tool. It's totally worth getting on Twitter, even just to lurk. Twitter is my absolute fave.
Follow us. Okay, so today on the show, we are answering all of your questions about lashes.
Yay!
This is like Kirby and one of our favorite topics because we love lashes. So we're going to talk about lash extensions and lash perms. But first, we're going to talk about
What's on your face? Yes. Okay, Sarah, what is on your face? Actually, so, what's on your body
I keep breaking the rules, but I want to talk about what's on my body. So right now I am using the Dr. Hauschka Rose Nurturing Body Cream.
Love.
Which we both had the chance to experience like the full Dr. Hauschka facial.
It was lovely.
So lovely. It was so different too.
I feel like I went into a meditation at one point, like completely passed out.
It was really hard for me to not fall asleep, but I wanted to stay awake to ask the woman all of the questions.
Yep.
So for those of you guys who don't know what Dr. Hauschka is all about, it is an organic natural skincare brand from Germany. They are certified natural. They're certified organic. They've been around since the 1930s. It was developed by a doctor. So it's super, super clean. And the product that I am currently using is this body cream that smells incredible.
Yes.
Like, I don't usually love a rose scented body product.
Me either.
But this one smells like you're actually sniffing a rose bush, you know? It's not synthetic.
Yes, exactly.
It's like true. It's real. This is how a rose product should smell. And it's got organic shea butter, almond, jojoba oil. So it really also absorbs into the skin really quickly, which I love, because there's nothing worse than applying lotion and then like feeling wet and having to wait for it to dry. Don't you hate that?
Yes. But you know, I was going to say, I think a lot of that could be attributed. I mean, the shea butter's great.
Right.
But jojoba oil is such a great oil. If you're scared of oils and you hear this, you're probably like, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Jojoba oil is one of the best oils you can use on your face or body because it mimics your skin's sebum. So you don't have to worry about it clogging your pores or being comedogenic or anything like that.
Exactly. So yeah, so it prevents dryness. It supports the natural barrier function of your skin and it just smells good. And if you are looking for clean lotion to use, this is definitely one that is safe, toxic free, all those good things. So yeah.
Cool.
What's on your face, Kirby?
Okay, so this is actually a makeup product. I feel like I always talk about skincare.
I know. We're very skincare heavy in Los Angeles, but we obviously love our makeup. So
yes.
Let's talk about it.
One of my favorite makeup brands of all time is Lorac Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. It was started by Carol Shaw, 25 years ago. She was one of the very first celebrity makeup artists living in Hollywood. She created a Lorac because she had clients who are huge celebrities and their skin was completely wrecked from all of the, you know, on-camera makeup that they were using. So she wanted to find a makeup that gave you, you know, this amazing payoff, but then didn't wreck your skin at the same time. So one of her first clients was Cindy Crawford. She did her makeup for the Pepsi commercial.
Oh.
She also came out, her first products were lipsticks. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote an article actually about this product that I'm about to talk about, but I was going back into the archives of People Magazine and they did an interview with her, like Fred Siegel in Santa Monica, which is now no longer there. But she launched with a bunch of new lipsticks named after her clients, like one of them being Laura Dern. And I'm like, oh my God, if she brought back the Laura Dern lipstick,
yeah,
that would be my heaven.
Same.
Let's make that happen, Lorac. But anyways, they just came out with the Lorac Luxe Diamond Palette. It's $40. And I really like this palette because for me, I have hazel leaning more towards green eyes. So shades that are more in the, like the copper and bronze family, the browns. I'll never do a black smoky eye. I'm more in tune with brown.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a bunch of those shades. The eyeshadows come in three different finishes. So there's like the diamond shine, which is like the new finish that is like super sparkly, looks really beautiful in the light. And then there's this velvety matte finish, which is nice if you don't want to go. It's great for daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And then the metallic shimmer finishes. So they're similar to the diamond shine, but they're a little less glitzy, I guess you could say. But I'm just a really big fan of this palette and I love how the product wears throughout the day.
I was going to put this palette on my list as well, but before I even found out that you were going to write it down. So
it's a good one.
And I have dark brown eyes and I still love all the shades and I think
exactly.
It works. It's just they make such beautiful palettes.
Their pro palettes are bomb. I've actually, when we did the episode where we talked about expiration dates, I had to throw away a lot of my Lorac palettes, but I mean,
They
last forever. And I had hit pan on a lot of the shades
already.
Oh wow,
that's a good sign. That means that you've been using it often.
Yes, I think when they create palettes, they really do, they're not just throwing in like a random neon whatever just to throw it in there.
Super wearable shades.
Yes.
And all the shades go well together.
Yep.
They create great color stories. Totally.
If you like a bronzy copper moment, I would definitely say get in there. There's also, you know, like they have a black for a true smoky if you want it, but this is a great palette. $40. I think it's a great investment.
Same.
All right. Let's talk about, you know what? We're not going to do beauty news.
We're going to skip it this week, guys, because we've got so much to talk about.
Yeah. This is a meatier episode in terms of the content, like the main content. So meaty.
So meaty.
Wait, isn't that from something?
Yes.
What is it's that from?
You don't know Jack, I think. I don't know why that's like forever ingrained in my brain.
Meaty.
Did you ever play those games?
Oh my God. Wait, are we serious?
What?
Hold on.
That's where it's from.
Are you sure?
Patrick's going to find it.
So meaty.
Isn't it?
No, it's from Chat Stew.
That's what
I'm thinking of. Hold on. Don't know Jack, but I'm looking up the so meaty.
Oh, meaty.
Okay, that's what it's from. Should we rewind?
So meaty.
Oh my God.
What is it from? Talk Soup?
Talk Soup.
Talk Soup.
The original Talk Soup from E.
Oh my God. I am aging myself, ourselves.
I mean, truly. And literally, it's like in a crock pot with all these people's faces everywhere.
Oh my God.
You know what? My dream would have been to host Talk Soup or The Soup.
So good.
God.
What happened to that host?
Joel McHale?
Was it Joel McHale?
Oh, no. You know, Greg Kinnear used to host Talk Soup at one point.
But there's another guy.
I don't know what happened to the other guy.
Yeah.
It's like Brian Dunkelman on American Idol. Nobody knows what he's doing now. Sad. R.I.P. He's not dead,
so
but he's just not in the
meaty.
Public eye. So.
I thought that was right.
So meaty.
Patrick, can you just, he'll just put it in here.
I love that we just spent a good two
minutes
on that.
Wow.
Love it. Okay, so speaking of meat, no, just kidding. All right, guys, today we're talking all about lash extensions and lash lifts. These are two things that are very near and dear to mine, Sarah's hearts. And we get a lot of questions about extensions and lifts because, like I said, we're both connoisseurs of each.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah lives for her extensions.
Yep.
I live for my lash lifts.
Yep.
So we're going to break down the pros and cons of both and give backstories on how, you know, we got into them, how we maintain them, and then offer, you know, maybe there's some people that this wouldn't be good for. We're going to give you all of the tea. Cool?
Cool.
Okay, so Sarah, can you please tell me about lash extensions?
Yes,
what exactly are lash extensions?
Okay, so I feel like the best way to describe it to someone who doesn't know what a lash extension is like it's like hair extensions for your eyelashes.
Yep.
So they are, when you go get your lash extensions, they are gluing individual lashes to each of your lashes. And then there are different kinds of eyelash extensions, but the most common ones are synthetic, silk, and mink. The synthetic ones are probably the ones that you see most often and probably the ones that you can get most often. They are kind of glossy, a little bit thicker. They're very fabulous, very dramatic, and they're made from a synthetic material. They're a little bit heavier. Some brands make a better synthetic lash extension than others. I have synthetic lashes. The ones that my girl uses, Courtney, shout out to Courtney.
Ooh.
She uses lashes from a brand called Sinful Lashes.
Ooh.
And I feel like they look pretty natural.
Totally.
We had this conversation. We see some people sometimes with lash extensions and we were like, girl.
Baby, what is you doing?
Can you see? Like, they're so heavy.
Yes, they're too heavy. And that's also, I think, where they're probably applying too many, too.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Applying too many and then maybe using, like, a thicker synthetic lash. The other one, like I said, is a silk lash. So these are not made of silk. They're also made from a synthetic material, but they're a little bit lighter, finer, more natural looking. And then there's mink lashes, which are the most natural looking. They're soft, they're lightweight, and you can apply, like, multiple mink hairs to a single eyelash. But they're... Apparently, I've never gotten real mink for lashes before.
Me either.
But apparently they are sustainably harvested, so cruelty-free.
So what, they like just shave the animal?
I think they just brush the animal and then the little hairs come out. I don't know.
That's interesting because Huda Beauty came out with like a mink lash, like a strip lash. And I remember it, like all hell broke loose because people are like, this isn't cruelty-free. And then she came out and said, no, it's sustainably harvested.
It's
and I'm like, what?
It's like the snail mucin for snail creams.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like, oh, the snails are happy.
The snails
they're on
are,
a farm.
Yeah, we put them on a farm.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
They're just like rolling around.
Yeah,
and we
so
just
I'm
grab
sure
it.
The minks are like the, you know, the animals are just happy on a farm somewhere.
Let's pray.
Maybe
God.
They're just being brushed, you know.
Lovely.
How they're being.
If anyone
how
knows,
they spend their day.
Please DM us. But so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you say, in terms of how cost friendly they are,
yes.
It's probably synthetic and then silk and then mink?
Exactly.
Okay.
But I think that most everywhere you go, they are using synthetic lashes, especially because technology has gotten so good with eyelash extensions. Mm-hmm. And you can make like brands like Sinful Lashes just make like a really great natural looking lightweight eyelash extensions these days.
I remember the first time I got lash extensions was 2009.
Mm-hmm. That was like ahead of the game.
Totally. And they were on, the place was called Lux Lash.
Uh-huh.
It was next door to the hair salon where I was airbrush tanning people. Little baby Kirby moving to LA, airbrush tanning naked bodies. But it was, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, this is such a luxe experience and treatment, because they put you in what kind of looks like a dentist chair, but yeah, it's super comfy, and they give you a blanket and you just lay back.
Yeah.
And then they were applying, and it took 2 hours, but yeah, now I feel like you can get it done
in an hour. Depends. Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, it's super in and out. Like, mm-hmm, this is like a pedicure or manicure situation at,
yep,
this point.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So how long would you say, because I haven't gotten lashes regularly in a long time. So how long do they typically last for you, and how often do you get fills?
Yeah. So I think this depends on a lot of factors, and it's like very personal. But for me, I like to go every 2 weeks because I like to keep them full and fab, as you know.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yes. Like when I don't get them filled, I'm like, Kirby, don't look at me. I look like a naked mole rat.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say gerbil, but then that's like actually the exact term you use.
Yeah, it's troublesome. But anyways, so I like to go every 2 weeks, but typically it should last you from 3 to 6 weeks. I know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know a lot of girls who, yeah, they get filled every 6 weeks, and at the end of the 6 weeks, they still look like they have a lot of lashes.
Wow.
So yeah, it depends on like how often your natural lashes just shed, mm-hmm, naturally. It also depends on like, do you like sweat a lot?
Your lifestyle.
Do you sleep on your pillow?
So do you sleep on your back?
Yep. I've like trained myself to sleep by my back.
Holy
but
crap.
Also it like helps with, the wrinkles.
I know, but I always try, and it feels like I'm laying in a coffin. It's
but
painful.
Do you sleep on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I end up like on the side, and then I'll wake up and be like, oh.
It's, yeah, like a rubber band, yeah, reminding you.
Sometimes I'll like wake up and there'll be like a few lashes, and Matt will be like, oh, that's $10 right there. I'm like, no.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for the reminder.
Or I'll wake up in the middle of the night and realize I'm like rubbing my eye. I'm like, no. Yeah.
Not me.
It's definitely something I've had to train myself. It's crazy. When I actually talk about it, I sound crazy, but I can't stop.
Listen, everybody does something crazy for beauty. I don't care who you are.
Yep.
You, if you're not doing anything crazy for beauty, I would liken to say you probably aren't invested,
yeah,
in beauty as,
yeah,
much as we are.
Which, great.
Totally.
Live your life. And let us live ours.
Don't. Yeah. It's like, listen, I'm an adult Disney fan. If you don't like it,
oh my gosh,
don't speak to me.
Did,
great,
they ever find that woman who left that comment about taking kids? You should,
no,
only take children to Disneyland and,
no,
adult.
No, but we need to pray for her because she's got a lot more issues going on.
True.
Anyways,
true.
Hit
a
me
lot
up
of
if
rage.
You're a, if you're adult Disney fan, hit me up. Love to chat with you. Okay, so then just to confirm,
yes,
can you explain what a fill is?
Yes. Okay, so when you go in to get a full set,
yep,
if you've never had lash extensions before, that's when they, apply a full set, hundreds of lashes, mm-hmm, onto your lashes, or hundreds of little hairs onto your lashes. So that is going to take the longest, obviously. But fills are usually every, like I said, 3 to 6 weeks. And so then they just fill spots where the lashes have fallen out.
Great. It's like when you get a fill at the nail salon.
Exactly.
Love.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about glue safety. I think that this is one of the most popular questions that people ask.
Absolutely.
Because they kind of freak out thinking, okay, you're gluing something to my eye area.
Totally.
So what is your take, and do you have, what do you think about this?
So I remember, the first time I got lash extensions, it was like 2011 or 2012. And I remember that the smell of the glue, like it, mm-hmm, just smelled so strong. And I was like, this is just not, like, this is the worst idea.
Yeah. Should this be around my eye?
Exactly. But, and like, then my eyes would start to water, which I've learned now that those are things that you should 100% not, that should not be happening.
Yeah.
Like your eyes should not be watering. That could mean that either, yeah, the glue has chemicals in it, or that you're allergic, which both you should not be doing the lash extensions.
Exactly.
So anyways, like the extensions, the technology for adhesive has also advanced so much since then. So I think most reputable lash stylists is what we're calling them, use glue and adhesive that are FDA approved, safe to use on your eyelashes, and they won't compromise like your natural lashes. So when I get my lashes done with Courtney, like I can't even feel like the glue. Like you really shouldn't, because a good lash stylist should be using the most minimal amount of adhesive. And it's not like a glue that you have to let dry. So what it is like it's a curing process.
Ah, okay.
So when the lash hits your lash in the air, like that's when it like bonds together. If you are getting your lashes done and it smells like glue and they're saying that it needs to dry like glue, that's also a bad sign, because that's not what a good lash adhesive should be doing. So I think that there are a lot of places where you can get lash extensions these days where they're, you know, promoting it as maybe affordable, or like you can get it done at the back of a nail salon, which I highly, highly discourage you from doing that, where they might be getting, and this is obviously, I'm talking in general,
yeah,
you know, but usually those types of places are using glue that are from another country that aren't FDA approved, that might have like formaldehyde in it or some sort of chemicals that could really mess up your real lashes.
Totally.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about how to find a proper lash stylist.
Yes.
In a few minutes, because I think that's going to be a big part of this too. If you're considering doing this for the first time, or you've tried it and had a bad experience but want to try to get back into it,
yeah,
we're going to help you out.
And also to that point, they make adhesives now that are meant for more sensitive eyes, but then it's just that your lash extensions aren't going to last as long because the bond is going to be weaker.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you mentioned when you first started getting your eyelash extensions,
yep.
But do you remember the feeling of getting them for the first time?
Yeah. I like remember having an existential crisis, just being like, I can't believe that this is something that I'm doing to myself. I can't believe this is another thing that we as women, you know, have to do, laying down for 2 hours and getting little hairs glued to our eyelashes.
I know. I know. It sounds ridiculous, but at the same time,
yeah,
I spend money and 2 hours of my time getting my nails done every
exactly
2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I get my hair colored.
Right.
You know, it's just...
it's just another thing.
It's another thing.
So when I used to get them done long, long time ago, she used to tape my eyes down, which Courtney doesn't do. Like she would tape, because it's supposed to be tight, you know?
Uh-huh.
I think some stylists still do that.
Yep.
And that would give me, like, I would get, like, panic attacks. And she didn't speak English, so it was hard for me to tell her that I was freaking out.
Yeah.
So I would have to really practice my breathing, or, like, I'd have to listen to, like, podcasts or something. And I remember one time I had such a panic attack that I had to, like, get up. And she didn't know how to ask me what was... It was a bad situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I... It's better now. Now I just nap through it. Now
yeah,
I'm like,
take a nap.
Yeah, I'm like, Courtney, I'm going to take a nap. I'm a little tired. And then, you know, an hour later, I'm like, wow, lashes, and I feel rested.
Rejuvenated.
This is lovely.
Yeah. A little R&R.
A little L&R.
Love that. Why? I mean, this feels like an obvious answer, but like, why do you love lash extensions?
Yeah. I love lash extensions because I just love the fact that I can wake up and look ready. I also have naturally short and straight lashes.
Okay.
Like my natural lashes are just so baby, and there's no amount of lash serum that could make it the length that I would want them.
Okay.
And then I also, just growing up, I never loved wearing mascara, and it's probably because I have really short lashes.
Yep.
I loved wearing strip lashes. Like any excuse that I could get, I would wear them.
Totally.
But I also am just not that good at applying them, so it would be like very obvious that I was wearing a strip lash. So I don't wear a lot of eye makeup, so I just feel like I wake up and I'm ready and I don't have to do that much, and I just feel good in them, you know?
Yeah.
They make me feel confident, and I like the way that my eyes look in them, and you know, it is what it is.
You wake up, you're ready to
I'm
go.
I'm ready to go.
And you don't have to. That's what I loved about eyelash extensions. I felt like I woke up and I was like,
yeah, like
I'm beautiful. This is me. Like, and you just feel like you don't have to do that much.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to go run errands or I'm running late for something, I don't have to feel like I need to be doing all my makeup because I have my lashes done.
Totally. I interviewed Zoe Foster Blake, who is the founder of GoTo Skincare, once. And I asked her what her best beauty hack was. And her beauty hack was to get eyelash extensions.
Totally.
Because she's like, it cuts so much time out of your, you know, getting ready routine. You wake up and you just look good. And I was like, oh, that is a great way to look at it. It's totally. Just a hack.
I love it.
It's
I love a good
for,
hack.
For life.
We live for hacks.
Yes, we do.
What do you, it varies, but mm-hmm. what's the cost of like a full set versus a fill?
Right. Okay. So I think that if you were going to a reputable person or a lash salon, it should cost you around like $200 to get a full set.
Yep.
Obviously there's Groupon deals and Yelp deals or whatever that can, you know, cut some dollars off of that. But yep. for the most part, it's like, yeah, $150 to $200. And then fills cost between $50 to like $80, depending on who you see and then how often you go. So every time I go, every 2 weeks, it's like $50.
Okay, who are lash extensions best for? And then who do you think is not a good candidate?
Okay, so I think that women who, like me, have short and fine lashes and who just want to have a longer, fuller lashes all the time.
Yeah.
Great candidate. For people who are busy and, you know, don't like to do their makeup, don't know how to do eye makeup, don't like wearing mascara, great candidate.
Yeah.
I feel like I know a lot of moms who get lash extensions.
Me too.
Because they just like don't have time.
Yeah.
And they just want to look good. Who they're not good for. People who have really sensitive eyes.
Yeah.
People who rub their eyes a lot. People who play like with their lashes and eyes a lot. People who sleep on their face. Or people who, like, love a steam room, love to swim because steam is the enemy. Or also, like, people who... I know a lot of beauty influencers who get lash extensions but then wear a ton of eye makeup. And I just don't know how that's possible because a lot of the eye makeup removers have oil in them.
Yeah.
And oil is also the enemy of a lash extension.
Yep.
So that, like, for me, I would say if you wear a lot of eye makeup, like a lot of eyeliner, then maybe you might not be bad. Like maybe just wear a strip lash or get individuals. Yeah. Or I guess a person who'd be a good candidate is someone who doesn't know how to do any of that stuff, who doesn't know how to apply a strip lash or doesn't like to wear mascara. So.
Okay. So how did you find Courtney?
So my love, Courtney, who I've recommended to so many people. And I told her that I was a little hesitant to talk to her about her on the podcast because I don't want her to become too busy for me. but I found her through Yelp. I love Yelp.
Yeah, I love Yelp. I think Yelp is the way to go, to be completely honest. Instagram is now kind of what people use to verify, like, oh, this person's legit. Oh, they have a check mark. Oh, they have this. Or, oh, they have this many followers. But what you guys don't realize most of the time is a lot of these accounts are stealing photos from other artists.
Yes.
And they are claiming them as their own. So my advice would be, if you're going to look on Instagram, you need to make sure that all the images look cohesive. They are taken in from the same angle.
Yes.
It looks like it's all one person took them, not like a bunch of aggregated photos.
Totally.
Unless it's an aggregated account in which you're not going to that person to get your lashes done.
Right.
A. B. In the state of California, they have to be a licensed cosmetologist. Mm-hmm. You can go to the State Board of Barbery and Cosmetology and actually look up that person and see if they are licensed. Because anything that has to do with your eyelashes, it's like the law.
Yeah.
You have to be certified.
And you want to go to someone who's certified. This is your these are your eyes, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't fuck around.
Yeah.
Just do, if you are feeling confident, but then you have something lingering in the back of your head, like, I don't know, are they licensed? Either ask to see their license or look them up before you go.
Yeah.
And then Yelp.
Yeah.
I think Yelp is a great indicator.
Yeah.
Of
especially
a
because, well, if you're looking for someone who has great reviews, yes. But then also it's a great way to sift through people who are bad because no one loves to use Yelp more than someone who wants to complain.
Can I tell you, I love Yelp. I have so many negative reviews on Yelp.
Yeah.
I realized I had to stop doing that once people started to realize it was like Kirby Johnson. so I was like, cool. I need to delete 800 things. But honestly, I mean, if a place has more negative than positive reviews, I would also look in terms of timing.
Totally.
If they have a bunch of 4-star reviews, but in the last 6 months, they're all negative.
Yes.
That is a huge red flag.
Yes.
Because businesses change. People come and go. It might help you to find, you know, let's say somebody's been going to Courtney.
Yeah.
For however long, and she's at this business, but then she leaves, and then someone leaves a review and is like, Courtney has left, she went to this salon, then you know, okay, I can follow her to where I need to go.
Absolutely. And then I also would suggest just asking your friends.
Like, oh, yeah.
So many of my friends who now see Courtney, you know, knew that I got lash extensions, liked the way that they looked, and then, you know, asked me for her contact information. So, you know, if you know a girlfriend or someone at work who has lash extensions that you like how they look, yeah, just ask.
Yeah,
get up. There's no better referral than someone else who has been there, a friend. Yeah,
exactly. A firsthand account.
Exactly.
Okay, so are there any warnings, PSAs that you want to put out there in terms of lash extensions?
Well, let's talk about the fact that you sadly became allergic to lash glue.
Ugh, this pains me on so many levels.
Which I think about because I'm like, if that ever happened to me, I don't know what I would do.
When I told this to Sarah, her jaw dropped. She's like, you cannot be serious. I'm like, yeah, it actually is true.
Like, so I would just be popping so much Benadryl.
Yeah. Well, I tried that. Remember?
Know. Yeah, no, your eyes looked so
they
sad.
Were horrible.
Yeah.
So earlier this year, like January, I guess, I got eyelash extensions and I was so happy. I loved waking up looking just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed with
but
my lashes.
But you also have like really good lashes.
Well, thank you.
And we're going to talk about that next. But
I remember like I remember towards the end of like when I needed to, before I needed to get a fill, I was like, okay, what's going on here? I feel like my eyes are super itchy and I couldn't decide if it was allergies or what. Like, yeah. I was like, maybe it's just allergies. So I was popping Claritins. I was using these allergy eye drops and they weren't getting any better. But then I went in and got a fill and I was like, okay, maybe I'm fine. But then it almost just got worse almost immediately.
They filled your lashes.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't ask. They didn't ask any questions.
But
like,
still, your eyes looked a little swollen.
They were swollen and red. And then I remember I was at, it was the Huda.
Oh, yeah.
It was like we were at the Huda brunch or whatever. And Kelly Atherton was like, girl, you need to go get these removed ASAP.
Yeah.
You are allergic. And I was like, damn it. Because I was like, but I've gotten these on and off for the past however many years. You know, I don't keep them on for that long, but I love getting them. And Kelly actually was like, you can become allergic to the glue literally at any time.
Yeah.
So I went and got them removed. And the thing that I want to advise to you guys is like, if you think you might be allergic to this glue, don't get it at all. Because to remove them, they have to use a solution that includes the ingredient that's in the glue.
Which is like so bizarre.
So I left there and my eyes were just like swollen shut, essentially.
Yeah.
Just itchy and red.
Yeah.
And they went down the next day.
Yeah.
It was clearly the eyelash glue.
Right.
And I've actually had some people that follow me on my Instagram reach out to me. They're eyelash artists. And they were telling me, I can't remember exactly what it was, but they said that there is a glue that you can look for.
Yes.
But you have to be careful with the sensitive glue because it also includes like a little bit of that ingredient that typically makes people allergic. So I was like, but then what's the point of having the sensitive version?
Right. That doesn't make any sense. I'm sure that they will have developed something soon. But in the meantime, if you guys are getting lash extensions and they feel itchy, your eyes are getting irritated, go back and get them removed.
Yes. And the people that give you the extensions will definitely take care of you.
Because they don't want you to be allergic.
Nope.
There is also, I want to say, like a difference between being allergic and then also just having someone who does your lashes badly. Because I've seen so many people who they have a allergic reaction not to the actual glue, but just because the lashes are irritating them.
Yeah, applied poorly.
Yes, applied poorly. And what you're supposed to do is, like I mentioned earlier, there's minimal glue, minimum adhesive attached. So if someone is using too much, that's going to bother anyone, regardless if you're allergic to it or not. And then if they're applying the lash extension too close to your actual lash line, that can be really irritating.
It's like poking you.
Exactly. Like, you want the lash extension to look as natural as possible, but you don't want it to be like right on top of your lash. That can also like make your lash fall out, which you, I mean, it's going to fall out naturally later, but like you don't want it to compromise like...
Yeah, it shouldn't be aggressive.
The health. And then what Courtney does and what I'm sure a lot of stylists do is they have a little mister that they use after you get your lashes done. And this shoots out like hydrogen droplets that are supposed to harden the adhesive and then reduce all the vapors and fumes that are from the adhesive.
Ooh.
So this is, it like really helps to kind of soothe your eyes after.
I have never heard of that and I love it.
Maybe.
Come on, Court. Pull through.
Lash person should do this. Anyways, those are just some tips and I have been getting them done for so long. So if anyone has any questions, please, please DM me, hit me up, hit us up on our Instagram.
Sarah, queen of the lash extensions. That would
to
be
to my grave.
Yeah. Like she'll have
better have lash extensions on set. Her
tombstone. Yeah. She's like in her will. Yeah. Kirby, please ensure I have eyelash extensions. Courtney has to do
yep.
that.
Yep.
Sorry, Courtney.
Yep. Hope you're available.
Wow, we just got really
yeah,
morbid.
That was really dark.
Okay, whatever.
Now let's talk about lash perms, lash lifts. Ooh, I've actually gotten this one time and I really liked it, but my lashes are so short. So they didn't really look like that amazing. But for someone like you, it's such a great option.
I am so glad that Christina reached out to me to do a lash perm. It was like 2017 or something. And she, I don't know how she found me, but she did. And then I went to her Instagram and was like, ooh, interesting. And I decided like, yeah, why not? Let's try it. So
yeah, what exactly is a lash perm for those of us who don't know what it is?
Okay, it's essentially a curl you would get from your lash curler without having to use the tool. I mean, lash perm kind of puts it out there. It's like giving your lashes a perm, but they use a chemical solution to create that curl to the lash. And overall, it takes about an hour from start to finish, which is great.
Refinery has those videos where it's like really
macro
up and close.
Beauty. Yeah.
I watched the lash perm one. It's so mesmerizing.
Totally. It's great. And also, I mean, it's just, and it's an interesting service to get regardless.
Totally.
But like seeing it all close up is awesome.
Yeah. Okay, Kirby. So how long does a lash perm last?
Okay, so Christina, my girl, says I'm kind of like a unicorn because my lash perms will last 5 to 6 months.
What?
Just like my hair holds a really good curl, my lashes will hold a curl.
You just have great hair.
Well, I have a lot of fake hair on my head. Let's be real.
No, but still.
But it holds a good, like the bleach helps me out. But I can't speak for my eyelashes. They're just little unicorns. So that, like when people ask me, I'm like, initially I was like, oh, mine's lasted 4 months. And they're like, what? I'm doing this. And then they go get it and they love it. But then they're like, Kirby, I had to go back like 4 or 5 weeks later to get it again.
That seems more typical.
Yes. So most people tend to go every 4 to 8 weeks. It depends on so many things. It depends on how well your lashes will hold the curl, how tight the curl is, your lifestyle, like your eyelash extensions.
Yeah.
And then
do you
also
feel like you've changed how you've interacted with your eyes or nothing?
Okay. Not at all.
It's not like my extensions where I can no longer face the shower head.
Correct. That you do have this like 24-hour period that's like no sweating, no sauna, no heat, no, like don't put any makeup on them. Mm-hmm. So I typically get them done in the evening and just sleep in them and then the next, like go makeup free the next day.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like also it depends on the life cycle of your eyelashes too. If you have like a faster turnover, you're going to have to get them again because the new baby lashes are going to need to be curled.
So they are safe for all eyes? Are they good for sensitive eyes?
I think that, I mean, similar to eyelash extensions, I think that you should be careful if you have more sensitive eyes. I actually have very sensitive eyes and it's fine. It doesn't feel overwhelming. It doesn't smell like chemicals or anything like that. The solution is made to be safe for the eye area. And also everything has to be FDA approved
to
be
used. What is it? So does it feel like is there heat that's happening?
No. So it's interesting. So they put this little silicone cover on top of your eyelid.
Okay. Yes.
And they kind of tape it down. Christina does. She tapes it down. And then she uses a solution to basically comb through the lash to give it that curl. Like
Got
that's
it.
Like the perm solution.
Okay.
And then she leaves it on like maybe 12 minutes or so.
Okay.
And the little silicone pads that go on top of the eyelid, they can be like there's, I don't know how to explain this the right way. Like they're different sizes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you can get a tighter curl right. or a looser curl.
Got it. It's like a lash extension. So yeah, you can have a bigger volume exactly. or a smaller curl, whatever.
Exactly. And so I remember when I first was, I got that for the first time, loved it.
Yes.
Went back like 4 months or 5 months later, got another one, and it was too tight.
Oh.
We realized that we, because it was, my lashes were literally touching my eyebrow, and I felt like I couldn't get any eye makeup on yes. my lid because it was so tight. And actually, Elise from Too Faced yeah. messaged me this week, and she's like, I got a lash lift. It's driving me nuts. I feel like it's like butterfly kisses all over yes. my eyes. Like yeah. it's driving me crazy. Oof. And I'm like, the girl or whoever yeah. administered this to you definitely did it too tight.
Got it.
Like if that's what's happening, they did it too tight. Yeah. And the only option is just to let it relax over time, got unfortunately. It. And then the next time you go and get it done, I would say don't leave the solution on as long, or like make sure that the curl isn't as tight.
Got it. Can I actually say something that reminded me about lash extensions?
Yes.
As I mentioned, there's different like volume, different curls that you could get. And you really need to find someone who like understands your eye shape.
Yes.
Because like I have really small eyes. A lot of Asian women get lash extensions
yep.
because our lashes are so short and fine. And I usually get like a cat eye, which means like the lashes closer to my nose are shorter and then it gets longer.
Yep.
Is what a cat eye is.
Yeah.
So, but I've gotten lash this previous to Courtney where it was just like full lash up to my eyebrows and I looked crazy.
Yeah, you really need somebody. I do see people that it's just unfortunate. I'm like, these lashes are not doing you right. any favors. You
so yeah, nuts. Whether you're getting extensions or a perm, it's important to find someone who can like understand exactly what look you're going for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a great piece of advice.
Yeah. Okay. So you first got them in 2017, you said?
Yep. Christina invited me to get them done. I did them. I loved it. And then like...
Yeah. Why do you love them? Tell me why you love them so much.
I love a lash perm because it gives my eyes a lift. Mm-hmm. Like I have downward facing eyes. And so when I get this lift, especially the ends of my lashes... It just lifts my whole eye.
Makes it look more awake.
Yes. Yeah. Like open, awake, lovely. It makes me feel good. I can apply mascara a little bit better as well.
So do certain mascaras interact poorly with perms?
They all, you can wear whatever mascara you prefer. And some people choose not to wear mascara with lash perms because in some places a tint will come along with them.
Got it.
However, lash and brow tints are like banned in the state of California because there's no FDA approved lash or brow tint. I know this is crazy.
So I've gotten a brow tint before.
This has happened 2 or 3 years ago, but like I remember Benefit, I think, had to stop using them in their boutiques because according to the cosmetology board, they're like the FDA has not approved any chemical solution to tint the eye area, like including lashes and brow. So that's why, like, if you see somebody that's going to tint your lashes in California, especially, they ask you not to say that they're doing it.
Oh, that's, like, concerning.
It's concerning, but, like, they've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, this...
Why all of a sudden?
It's this weird law. And I guess maybe California figured out that this was happening more often. And so that's why they implemented it.
Got it. Do they maybe want you to, like... pay for more certification or something?
It's not even that. It's just like an FDA thing. Like the FDA has not approved anything to tint your lashes or your brows.
Can you get brow tints anywhere else in the country?
Can
you go to New York?
Yes. So I actually don't know which states allow this. It's just dependent on your state.
Got it.
So if your state doesn't care that the FDA, I mean, sorry, not to sound flippant about
but
it.
But like you said, like people have been doing this for so long and they swear by it and they love it and they look great.
And
so.
I think maybe New York does it, but like the law in California, let me just double check. I want to make sure.
That is so wild. I guess it has been a while since I got my brow tinted.
Yeah.
Over 3 years.
Oh, over 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what it says. Like, I'm like the crazy person that's always on the FDA website and like the cosmetology board website.
Well, thank God for you. Otherwise, I would not have known.
But it says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration maintains that there are no color additives approved by the FDA for permanent dyeing or tinting of the eyelashes or eyebrows. The FDA has an import alert in effect for eyelashes and eyebrow dyes containing coal tar colors. Okay, so what's interesting about this is like, the FDA is stipulating this, mm-hmm. but like the reason why people in California can't do this is because it's a law set forth by the Californian Cosmetology Board. But like that law could be different in any other state.
Totally.
Any other state could be like, whatever, it doesn't matter. But I'll just be honest, like I love a good lash tint.
Right.
And I will like pay good money to find one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially for, yeah, like because you have probably blonde lashes.
Yeah, I have blonde. My lashes are brown and the tips are really blonde. Okay. And I think when you get a lash tint, it's amazing to see the difference when your whole lash is one color. It's like having a lash extension. Yeah. And so since I have naturally really long lashes, mm-hmm. that's why I think lash lifts are better for me. I loved lash extensions for volume because I will sometimes add little individual lashes to my lash line. But yeah, I know, it's nuts.
All right, well, good to know. So how much do they usually cost?
Okay,
and also how long is the process?
Okay, so unlike lash extensions where you get a set and then a fill, this is just a standard cost every time. Okay. It's like you go get a lash lift when your lashes aren't curly anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $100 to $150 depending on when.
Okay.
And I would say it's a good investment, but like if you need to come back every 4 weeks, it might not be something you want to spend your money on.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, duh.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this.
I made a face, but then I was like, wait, that's how much I spend on my extensions.
You're like, just kidding.
You're like, oh, wait, yeah.
And then in some places, this may come along with a lash tint.
Right.
Just so you know.
Under the table.
If you're in California, it's an under the table thing.
Yeah.
Just FYI. Like if somebody's giving you a lash tint, you better trust them because like they're not supposed to be doing it. Just throwing that out there. I've learned. So yeah, I feel like if you have naturally long lashes and you don't want to be bothered with makeup or you don't like the idea of getting extensions, like it kind of freaks you out, I think that lash perms are a great alternative.
Okay. But who's not a good candidate?
Okay. So I would say that everyone is a good candidate except if you have straight lashes.
Oh, so I can't get this.
I think,
because it would just pop back.
Yeah, I just straight. Feel like it wouldn't be worth your time or money because
it's expensive.
It's expensive and it's not going to keep your lashes curled as long as you probably want them to.
Like I'd probably have to go every 2 weeks.
Yes. Yes.
$150 every 2 weeks.
Yeah. So I just don't think it's worth it in that case. Also, if you're looking for volume, if you're wanting like bam, thank you, ma'am. Like I still have to apply individual lashes to my lash line if I want that full effect. And I'm fine with that because I can do it really quickly. But if you're looking for just like the one-stop shop, I think that's why lash extensions are better.
Mm-hmm.
Lash perm is strictly just to open up your eye and make mascara application a little bit easier.
And you can wear strip lashes with the lash perm.
Also, I was going to say, if you love wearing eye makeup, I feel like this is a great option for you too, if they don't do it too tight, make the curl too tight. But if you love doing like a whole eyeshadow moment or like blending out liner or whatnot, this is great. If you love wearing strips and individuals, it's great.
How would you go about finding the best person to get a lash lift from?
Oh, I mean, similar to like what I told you for lash extensions. You check out their Instagram, snuff it out, make sure that the pictures look the same.
Yep.
They have their little watermark on them or whatever.
Yeah.
I would go to their website, but I would be careful about websites because similar to Instagram, people steal photos all the time.
Totally.
And pretend like it's theirs.
I don't trust a website.
Christina has told me, she's like, there is this girl that's taking my photos and like pretending that it's me. And then I found her because she popped up in a sponsored post in my feed.
That's really weird.
Claiming Christina's photo was hers, her own work, which I think is
That's
terrifying.
Bananas. Yeah.
I would look up and make sure they're licensed.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask them how long they've been doing this. Mm. If they just got training this weekend, no.
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
Mm-mm.
Come back. Go back when they've had 600 hours worth of people.
Yeah.
So I would just ask all the right questions. Don't be so desperate to get something done and then not ask the right questions.
Yeah.
And Yelp.
Yelp.
Yelp, do you want to sponsor our podcast? I swear to G, this is like, Yelp is, as a planner, if I'm going to go and try a new restaurant or something, the first thing I'm doing is getting on Yelp to learn everything.
Same.
Where do I park? Is there anything I should be concerned about? Is this place even still open? Like, they do a really good job of saying this business is now closed. They were one of my favorite massage places. Just completely shut down.
Oh, sad.
And like stole these people's money. They had memberships that they never got refunded and they didn't tell anyone. They weren't like, we're going out of business. They just straight up locked up the shop. People that had appointments came and didn't.
What?
Yeah, it was messed up. And then people were commenting that were the massage therapists there like, hey, I've moved to this location now. You can find me here. Yelp is a godsend.
I have to tell you, someone who works for Yelp, Brene, reached out to me and said that she listens to Los Angeles. So hopefully she listens to this.
Excuse me? Wait, what's her name?
Brene.
Brene. Oh my God, I love that
name. I know. And she was the one who actually told me about this new, the new service, the new personalization function.
Well, listen, Brene, we would be happy to partner with Yelp. Can we get a Los Angeles review? We'll just sort of page for podcasts on there. Yeah. Can you review our podcasts?
I mean, who doesn't love Yelp?
Actually, I need y'all to go to Apple and review our podcast.
Yeah. Well, actually, that brings us to the end of this.
Yes? Oh my God, it is the end. Was there anything that we missed?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you use any serums like on top of your lash perms, like kind of to strengthen? I don't know.
That brings me to something else, but I'll answer your question first. Okay. If my lashes, especially from wearing strip lashes and the glue, if it compromises them a little bit, I will use Latisse. Latisse. It's like the one thing guaranteed to grow your lashes. Mm-hmm. I know that Rodan and Fields makes their version. I know.
My eyes just our eyes are
like,
big.
Excuse me. I know. I'm like, please don't try to sell me Rodan and Fields.
Also, because that one, didn't a bunch of people sue them?
Oh, well, I also wrote about this. Y'all can Google it.
Yeah.
But that's like a whole other wormhole. Yeah. But it actually works.
Right.
And I kind of talked about this on one of the previous podcasts, but it like includes one of the same active ingredients, like a derivative of Latisse.
We could have a whole nother episode just on like lash serum, brow serum.
Totally. We should get somebody from Allergan.
Yes.
To come on and like chat it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think, sorry, what was your question again?
I mean, lash serums.
Yeah. Yeah. So I use those. I actually got sent a bunch of new lash serums like in the past couple of weeks.
Me too. Did you get sent the Vigamore CBD one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've used the non-CBD one before. I don't know. I didn't deep dive like you did. I don't know if it has. It probably doesn't have.
No.
Because don't you need a prescription for the...
Yeah, you need a prescription for Latisse.
Yeah. So that one I use. I just like to use a serum.
Just to strengthen.
Just to strengthen because I know that, you know, extensions aren't the best. I mean, Courtney does a great job, but like it just, you know, it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of support.
It's an insurance policy.
Exactly. And then Lash Food makes a really great one too.
Yes.
So I like those too.
Yeah. And I got sent Kelly Baker Brow's new one, which I'm really excited to try. And I think like lash serums can be great if you're just focusing on like strengthening your lashes, kind of like you would strengthen your hair.
Right.
But if you're looking for like true growth, the one product I have to recommend is Latisse.
Yeah.
It actually works. Yeah. And I don't use it all the time, but if I notice my lashes are getting a little compromised, I'll use it. What I will say is this, if you notice that your lashes are breaking as a result of your lash perms or they look a little crinkly or any, like I've had people send me pictures of crinkly lashes.
I've seen
like,
crinkly lashes before too. Not
it's horrible.
Good.
It's because they've left the solution on too long or they're using a solution that's like not supposed to be going on your eyelashes, which is horrible.
Yeah.
I would take a break at that point.
Okay.
Do not go back like once your lashes recuperate.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, let them just be free and apply a lash serum of your choosing to help grow them out and make them stronger.
Yeah. I would say the same thing about extensions.
Yes.
Like I don't personally take breaks, but I do think that it is encouraged to let your lashes breathe a little bit.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll do that one day, but...
You're like, but it's not today, friends.
Not today.
Not today, friends. Okay, guys, what did you think of this episode? Do you like episodes like this where we talk about, you know, our personal experiences with like an overall theme or topic? Let us know. You can find us on Instagram at @gloss_Angeles. You can find us on Twitter @GlossAngelesPod. Please tweet us. Call us tweet us if you want to meet us. That's the new Kim Possible song. Yeah. And what was the other one? Oh, Facebook. Facebook group. Very important to us. We love this group. So much fun.
It's really fun, you guys. If you guys have like just questions about literally anything, it's people are on there chatting all the time.
It's a bunch of like-minded people helping each other in the beauty realm. Mm-hmm. We love it.
Yeah.
We stan.
We stan. Thanks, okay, guys.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.